Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. One mistake preachers should avoid making is arguing that modern America has more violence, more promiscuous sex, and more of other kinds of immorality than any other time in history. I am not attempting to downplay the depths of American degradation, but we must not forget the condition of the world immediately preceding the flood. The Old Testament provides this brief description. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Genesis 6:5. Neither should we forget the perverted behavior of the people of Sodom, Gomorrah, and the other cities of the plains. Genesis 19. Ancient Babylon, Greece, and Rome were also hotbeds of the grossest kinds of ungodliness. And how can we forget Nazi Germany, Communist Russia, and other nations which have majored in rebellion against God and against decency and honor? The Gentile nations during the first century of the Christian era were characterized by every imaginable evil. Romans 1, Ephesians 4, and other biblical passages allow us to look within the hearts and lives of people who were living when Jesus came into the world. The Apostle Peter wrote of those who had wrought the will of the Gentiles, "When we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries." 1 Peter 4:3. All of these words deserve our examination and understanding. But I want to concentrate today on the word lasciviousness. Lasciviousness is translated from the Greek asogeia, a word which is used only 9 times in the entire New Testament. The word is always rendered either lasciviousness or wantonness or filthy. I shall give you one example of each of these translations. Paul wrote concerning the Ephesians who had been Gentiles in the flesh, "who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness and greediness." Ephesians 4:19. The same apostle warned the Roman Christians, "Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying." Romans 13:13. The apostle Peter reminded his readers that God had delivered righteous Lot, who was vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. 2 Peter 2:7. The Greek word rendered lasciviousness or wantonness or filthy means wanton insolence that is lost in shame. Dr. J.B. Lightfoot, the distinguished English scholar, says the word means that which shocks public decency. The word involves unbridled lust. As you listen to these definitions and biblical usages, did it dawn on you that you might have been reading today's newspaper? Almost daily, we read of the most abominable acts perpetrated by doctors, lawyers, preachers, and other leaders in modern society. If you listen to the songs on MTV or on radio, you will discover that many in our society either practice these abominable behaviors or endorse their practice. My friends, I'm not talking about ordinary sins, if there are any such entities, but the most despicable kinds of behavior. One biblical example will have to suffice. "Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things." Romans 1:21-23. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.